let the little children come to me, baptizing all nations. And there's no fine print that says excluding little children and infants and little ones.
Pastor Chris Roseborough speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
You'll note then that the man-made baptismal theology that sounds so reasonable and rational because it turns baptism into a symbol, into an ordinance, into a work, that what it's doing is running against the very will of God by keeping children away from the Word of God for them in the waters of baptism.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough's presentation, Making the Case for Infant Baptism, on a recording of the 2018 Making the Case Conferences. We'll send it to you for a year-end tax-deductible contribution of $300. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
The day I started to stop being a feminist was the day I saw, you know, the positive pregnancy test.
Now in the 21st century, if you want terrorism, you go to Islam. That's where you find it.
Sexuality and the practice of sexual intercourse implies commitment and fidelity.
We don't preach the gospel to people to make them comfortable with sin. We preach it to comfort them when they sin.
Radio operators, commercial and amateur alike, just love Issues Etc.
All throughout the year, we have been playing a game with our listeners, usually on Fridays. At the end of a broadcast week, we have assembled four sound bites, and on that Friday afternoon, we'll play those sound bites for our listeners, and they get a chance to chime in and vote for which of the sound bites they believe should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, what we do also through the course of the year is we keep track of the top vote getters every time we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We choose the top five of those vote getters. And at the end of the year, not just at the end of the week like it is here on Friday, but the end of our broadcast year before we take a little break for Christmas, we like to play a game that we call Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. It's just like Soundbite of the Week, except it's five of the soundbites that got the most votes from our listeners every time we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for the next half hour or so, playing five soundbites that got the most votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And you're going to listen to them. And then once you've heard them, you could give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you've never played before, just listen and then give us a call or an email or tweet or go to our Facebook fan page and vote. We would need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reasons are your own. Now, the listener with the best votes get the Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. We'll receive a recording of our spring and fall Making the Case conferences this year. That's pretty big. Our spring and fall conferences, a recording of all of those presentations. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to vote first. A little bit later on the program, we will be getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll be hearing your favorite Christmas hymns as well. Soundbite number one this year comes from Holly Shear, and here she is answering the question, does keeping abortion legal keep women safe?
This is the worst lie. We are fed this terrible spiel that Roe v. Wade keeps women safe. And that's why we need to keep this decision legal, right? Because it keeps abortion in the light of day instead of the back alley, regulated, licensed, inspected. Well, you know, Gosnell happened with a medical doctor, an MD, in a legal clinic. For decades, he operated in the bounds of a community's legal structure, and everyone turned their back. They turned away. They let this happen. Mothers died. Babies born alive died with scissors taken to their neck. Terrible things happened legally in the light of day. Roe v. Wade did not protect these people. having this legal is not protecting anyone. It is a lie. We will never have an exact number of how many people died in this clinic, and that is something that should really kind of keep everyone awake at night. This didn't keep mothers safe. This is an awful lie. These mothers suffered, and they suffered in filthy conditions, all in the name of choice, and their babies suffered too.
That's soundbite number one for your consideration as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Holly Shear does Keeping Abortion Legal, Keep Women Safe. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney explaining how atheists dismiss the divine.
It's a great example of the sort of slightly clever games that atheists like to play, where they create kind of a scenario where it's a heads I win, tails you lose kind of a situation. So basically the kind of the atheist mindset here is that the reason people hunger for gods and the reason they hunger to believe in some kind of higher power is because there are things in this world that they can't explain. And because they can't explain things, they figure that there must be some sort of transcendent being above them that is sort of existing in this mystery sphere. And so the idea is basically that's kind of what we're looking for with God, is the idea that there's something kind of beyond us, but that if the thing that's beyond us comes near, then somehow that means that it's no longer God. So it's basically the trick is this, it's that if we can't explain something divine, it's not real. And if we can explain it, therefore it's not divine. So if God is transcendent, he's not real, because transcendent things are just our hopes and our dreams and our trying to make sense and to bring order to the universe. And if God is immanent, if he's near, if the mystery becomes manifest among us, then it therefore can't be God. So either way, they win the scenario. Either there is no God far above us, or the God who has come near to us by virtue of his nearness can't be God.
That's soundbite number two for your considerations. We play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year live this Friday afternoon. Pastor Hans Feeney, How Atheists Dismiss the Divine. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. By sending us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet as well, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. It is often said that the Bible isn't a history book. He takes issue with that.
The Bible comes to us not first as a theology book, but as a history book. The Bible comes to us saying, these are things that happened. That's what it says. Now, some people want to say, well, no, we want to get rid of the history, but we want to take the theology, or we want to get rid of the history and we want to take the point of it, the moral of the story, like it's an Aesop's fable. But an Aesop's fable does not come to you and present itself to you first as a history and then as a moral lesson. It presents itself to you as a story that's supposed to have a moral lesson. And you don't have to really believe that there was a mouse who really chewed the ropes off of a lion to get the point. But the Bible comes to us first as a history text. And this is true of all these things at the very beginning. I mean, the creation of the world in 6 days, and the creation of Adam and Eve, of the creation of Eve from the rib of Adam, these things are presented to us as plain historical facts, and then much theological ado is made from them. And I think that the people who want to play around with this need to wrestle not with the theology first, but simply with the text that asks to be read as history. And that's certainly true of all of Genesis. It's inviting us. In fact, it's insisting that if we take it seriously, that we take it as a historical account.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. The Bible is a history book. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can do the same via Twitter, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four this year comes from Dr. Cameron McKenzie. He's explaining the Lutheran view of predestination.
We affirm, first of all, universal grace, universal atonement, John 3:16, God loved the whole world and gave his son to die for the sins so that believers in Christ could be saved. But we also affirm what the Bible says about particular election. You know, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. St. Paul talks about those whom he foreknow, those he also predestined. So it's a biblical teaching. And so that becomes the guarantee of our salvation. When you're worried, when you're concerned, you know that God's love for you began from all eternity. It's because of that love from all eternity in Christ that he made sure that you were baptized, made sure that you heard the word, made sure that you believed, and he will certainly make sure that you will remain in the faith. On the other hand, it's also biblical to say that those who are not saved are those who have willingly rejected God's grace, those who said no to it, like the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin at the time of Jesus. They heard Jesus, they saw Jesus, they knew who Jesus was, and they said no to grace. God didn't make them to do that. God didn't choose them to do that. That was their own responsibility. So we teach particular election. We do not teach reprobation, that is, God chooses anybody for damnation. People do that on their own. But we also teach that when God says in his word that he wants all men to be saved, he really does want all people to be saved, not just those whom he had previously decided were elect. There is a lot that's in this that's mysterious. We don't try to answer that. We're just going to accept what the Bible teaches on these questions.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, the Lutheran view of predestination. Vote for that one by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Five soundbites we've brought forward that got the most votes when we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're presenting them to you, and you're deciding which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number five is straight ahead, and after we've played it, we are going to take a break and take your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and we'll check our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number five comes from Pastor David Peterson explaining why Christians can't fit into the culture.
Any Christian that is serious today in trying to follow the Bible, to live by the Bible, to teach by the Bible, has to recognize that we do not fit in this culture, and we cannot fit in this culture. We are a threat to them at every level. And the only way we could make ourselves possibly acceptable to America at large and gain influence in the public sphere and so forth in any meaningful way or be taken seriously is if we would be willing to give up the very essence of Christianity, which is to say that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved. And, of course, there's great pressure to do that. We want the world to think, oh, don't, we're like you. We're not judgmental. We're like you. We like Star Wars. What, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. This is the most basic reality, that there is only one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and there is no other way. And I really pray for myself and for our church that we'll never give this up, that no goods, fame, child, or wife is worth it. That's a pretty extreme statement when you start really examining it. But I would rather have my eyes plucked out. I'd rather be imprisoned. I'd rather even watch my own grandchildren be abused and tortured and killed rather than deny this. Jesus lives, and he's the only God. And I want to confess that no matter what. And, of course, I don't want my grandchildren to be tortured, but I want them to confess this too. And I'd rather die a martyr than be thought well of by a tolerant world and go to hell.
That's soundbite number five, Pastor David Peterson. Christians can't fit into the culture. You have heard the five soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to give us a call, and this break is a good time to do that. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or we we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote as well. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Facebook.com/issuesETC. When we come back, we'll take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2018.
Interested in missions and evangelism? You won't want to miss the January issue of The Lutheran Witness. Learn how the Apostles' Creed informs personal evangelism. Get to know Theodore Nather, the first overseas LCMS missionary. Hear about how one church planter is sharing the gospel in an unreached corner of Albuquerque and discover anew what it truly means to be Lutheran and unashamed. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness. Interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During December, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Ministry Focus. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've got 5 soundbites because this is the last live broadcast of 2018. These soundbites come from all through 2018. They got the most votes when we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now it's your turn to decide which one belongs in the category Soundbite of the Year. The candidates, soundbite number 1, Holly Shear does keeping abortion legal, keep women safe. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Hans Feeney, how atheists dismiss the divine. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Bible as a history book. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on the Lutheran view of predestination. Or soundbite number 5, which is Pastor David Peterson, Christians can't fit into the culture. Vote by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesETC, or vote via Twitter, our Twitter address @issuesETC. The listeners with the best votes will receive a recording of our spring and fall Making the Case conferences. 1-877-623-6943. Up first is Paul in Panama City, Florida. He says, my vote is for number 3, that's Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on the topic of the Bible as a history book, mainly because this concept is so foundational to all the teachers of the Bible. Thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Florida. Allie listens in Painesville, Ohio. Allie says, I'm voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller because if we choose not to acknowledge the Bible as a history book, we end up dissecting it and picking out the parts we like best. We're then choosing what to believe based on our own feelings and reasoning instead of trusting that God can actually do incredible and miraculous things. The other sound bites only matter in light of the truth of the Bible. We need to accept that the Bible is entirely what it claims to be. Ali, thank you very much for your vote as well. There's a sound bite number 5 vote from David in Owosso, Oklahoma. He says, my vote is for Pastor Peterson. I just think that what he's saying here is so on point. It is a very tolerant world we live in, and as Christians, we need to be careful not to step on the landmines the world and the devil have set before us. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Oklahoma. Dave listens in Santa Clara, California. He says, I vote for Pastor Wolfmiller because it's so important to consider Genesis as a historical narrative. We are seeing many, even within our own synod, attempting to sit at the cool kids table of modern academia and posit Genesis as allegory, which I think is neither A, scientifically valid, or B, scripturally valid. David, thank you, and thanks for listening in California. Andreas listens in Sweden. Andreas says, Pastor Peterson, that's soundbite number 5, because it's true, Mark 8:36. Thanks for listening in Sweden. There's a vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Hans Feeney, how atheists dismiss the divine. It comes from Cindy in Louisville, Kentucky. Cindy says, the appeal and reasoning of the world continually draw me toward myself and my selfishness away from God. This is my daily struggle. There's also a vote for soundbite number 4 coming from Jim in Montana. Jim says, Dr. McKenzie is my all-time favorite professor at the seminary, so he gets my vote. I know, terribly biased of me, but I just like him. The Lord bless you and Merry Christmas. What about the rest of you? We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Your chance to vote for one of the 5 soundbites that got the most votes when we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week all through 2018. And your chance also to get a recording of both our summer and our fall 2018 Making the Case conferences going to the listeners with the best vote. Jeanette in Illinois says, soundbite number 1, does keeping abortion legal keep women safe? This is the soundbite of the year because it's a direct sin against the 5th commandment, you shall not kill. Thanks, Jeanette, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Anna listens in Florida. She says, I'm voting for the soundbite from Holly Shear, which would be soundbite number 1, because she emphasizes what I feel, that the abortion industry is not looking out for my well-being as a woman. Anna, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Florida. Let's see what Jan has to say in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hi, good afternoon. I was going to vote for Pastor Feeney at first because atheists want it both ways. But then I got to thinking after I heard Pastor Peterson, we want it both ways too. We Christians want to be able to be accepted by the world, and we want to be able to be Christians at the same time. And we're just as guilty as any atheist.
Well, Jan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. Quite true. Doesn't the apostle say that friendship with the world means enmity toward God? Anthony listens in South Carolina. My vote is for soundbite number 5, Pastor David Peterson. That soundbite is so in your face, hard truth we need to hear. Anthony, that's true, and thanks for listening in South Carolina. In Seguin, Texas, Richard says, my vote is for Holly Shear, soundbite number 1, for the soundbite of the year, and the reason being is she captured the truth of how much of a lie we have been told that Planned Parenthood and abortion are good for society. Thank you very much, Richard, and thanks for listening in Texas. Robert listens in Taylor, Texas. He's voting for soundbite number 5, Pastor David Peterson, Christians can't fit into the culture. This clip strikes a chord with me, because as someone who was in the evangelical world for a number of years and saw two things happening, the first was constant compromise as a result of decision theology, which caused watering down of worship and preaching in an effort to become more acceptable to the world. Second was an effort to create a Christianized version of the current culture, rather than embracing really that we aren't supposed to be part of the world. Robert, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Texas. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, the 21st of December. 1-877-623-6943. Nancy in Lincoln, Nebraska is voting for soundbite number 5. She says, difficult decision, 1 and 5. Holly shares what I see as one of the 2 main lies of the abortion rhetoric, safe and choice. neither is the truth. But my vote will have to go to number five, Pastor Peterson. I too pray that I and my daughter and her children will always confess the faith. Thanks for listening in, Nebraska Nancy. Jen listens in Kenya, voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Wolf Miller, because we do seem to get caught up in this a lot, this idea that the Bible is not history. Jen, thank you. Benjamin listens in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Benjamin writes, as he votes for soundbite number five, we Christians are set apart from the world because Christ is in us. Because of this, his light shines through us to reach those who remain in darkness. Light cannot assimilate darkness, nor darkness assimilate light. They cannot coexist. That's a very good point. Benjamin, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Green Bay. Katie listens in Decatur, Indiana, also voting for soundbite number five, Pastor Peterson, because it's true, Christianity goes against fitting into this world. Karen is in Colorado Springs, voting for soundbite number one. Holly Shear, does keeping abortion legal keep women safe? Karen says, because she speaks the truth to a bald-faced lie that even some who call themselves Lutheran believe. Becky is voting for soundbite number five, Pastor David Peterson. Becky says, we need to be who we are, and who we are does not mesh with everything society wants us to be. Like he said, we always want to be accepted and liked, but Jesus told us that we wouldn't be, so we just need to be Christians. And I agree that I would rather have my whole family become martyrs for staying faithful to the word than to blend perfectly into the world. Becky, thank you very much. Dana says she's voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, soundbite number three, because I have an autograph of his in my book that he shared on St. Michael's Day. Also, anyone who can give a message while driving home and sharing that online is being productive with their time. Dana, thank you very much. Patty's voting for soundbite number one, and that's Holly Shear, does keeping abortion legal keep women safe? Patty says, Holly Shear, hands down. What about the rest of you? We're voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-6943. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Holly Shear, does keeping abortion legal keep women safe? Soundbite number two, Pastor Hans Feeney, on how atheists dismiss the divine. Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the Bible is a history book. Soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, the Lutheran view of predestination. Or soundbite number five, Pastor David Peterson, Christians can't fit into the culture. 1-877-623-6943. This vote comes from Joshua in Maryland. He says, oh, all of these are excellent. My choice is number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, because the gospel of grace gives me such comfort. I used to struggle so much with the Reformed Church's teaching of double predestination. There is no comfort in struggling to understand, am I really saved or am I predestined to eternal damnation? Praise be to God for the healing balm of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua, thanks for listening and thanks for voting there in Maryland. Let's see what Tessie has to say. Tessie is calling from Illinois. Hi, Tessie.
Hi, I'm voting for number five. And the reason is that I think we all need to be prepared to be martyrs, as he talks about. Maybe we won't die for our faith, but I think we all have to be prepared to have bad things happen because of our faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Tessie. Thanks for listening in Illinois. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Here's another vote for Pastor David Peterson, soundbite number five, Caitlin in Reese, Michigan. Caitlin says, Pastor Peterson, because what he said was the bomb out of all bombs. I guess that's a compliment. I don't keep up on the parlance these days. There's a vote for soundbite number one from Leslie. I thought Pastor Peterson's comment were on target, but Holly Shear hit it out of the park. Another vote for soundbite number five coming from Sussex, Wisconsin, where Samantha says, Pastor Peterson, I had a hard time choosing between five and one, but this soundbite really encompasses both. We aren't of this world, and we cannot conform to its cultures or to its lies. Samantha, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Sussex. Lauren listens in Tuscola, Illinois. Pastor Peterson, because, well, pretty much everything he says is golden, says Lauren. Jill listens in Grand Rapids, Michigan, also voting for Pastor Peterson. Christ-centered and victorious. Love it, says Jill in Michigan. And Dutch listens in Wisconsin. Pastor Feeney, biased because of Lutheran satire. But that's my vote. Short, sweet, and to the point with humor. He never loses our sense of humor. Blessed Christmas, says Dutch in Wisconsin. And Mary is voting for soundbite number 3. Very tough to decide among these 5 soundbites. They're all very well articulated and very relevant to today's culture. I'm picking Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite on the Bible as a history book because the ultimate source of wisdom in all of these soundbites is the truth of God's revelation to us through his eternal word. Mary, thank you very much for your vote. Well, according to your votes this year in 2018, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year is soundbite number 5, Pastor David Peterson, Christians Can't Fit Into the Culture.
Any Christian that is serious today in trying to follow the Bible, to live by the Bible, to teach by the Bible, has to recognize that we do not fit in this culture, and we cannot fit in this culture. We are a threat to them at every level. And the only way we could make ourselves possibly acceptable to America at large and gain influence in the public sphere and so forth in any meaningful way, or be taken seriously, is if we would be willing to give up the very essence of Christianity, which is to say that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved. And of course, there's great pressure to do that. We want the world to think, oh, don't, we're like you. We're not judgmental. We're like you. We like Star Wars. What, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. This is the most basic reality, that there is only one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and there is no other way. And I really pray for myself and for our church that we'll never give this up, that no goods, fame, child, or wife is worth it. That's a pretty extreme statement when you start really examining it. But I would rather have my eyes plucked out. I'd rather be imprisoned. I'd rather even watch my own grandchildren be abused and tortured and killed rather than deny this. Jesus lives, and he's the only God. And I want to confess that no matter what. And, of course, I don't want my grandchildren to be tortured, but I want them to confess this too. And I'd rather die a martyr than be thought well of by a tolerant world and go to hell.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2018, Pastor David Peterson. Christians Can't Fit Into the Culture. Thanks to everybody who voted. Let's see, the recordings of the Summer and Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences from 2018 are going to go to Jan in Tennessee, to Benjamin in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and to Samantha in Sussex, Wisconsin. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you a recording, either a thumb drive or a CD. You tell us which one you want of the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. This is the kind of teaching that you've heard this year on Issues Etc. The sound bites are simply there as a condensation of the great teaching that is heard every single day here on this program. Please support this worldwide outreach with a year-end tax-deductible donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure donation online, issuesetc.org. With 10 days left in 2018, we're about $20,000 short of projected expenses. You can also make a contribution by check. Just make out a check and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember us at the end of the year, and thanks for listening. It's always the way you support us is by both listening and by supporting this worldwide outreach. When we come back, we'd like your answer to this question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Think it over, and on the other side of the break, we'll get your answers.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Rocking around. Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Lutheran Church in Vilonia, Indiana is a mighty fortress that stands as a bulwark against the attacks of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. We are located in Jackson County, about 2 miles south of historic Fort Vilonia on State Road 135. Join us every Lord's Day for Sunday school and Bible class at 8:30 and divine service at 9:30. Come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation from God's Valiant One, Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and holds the field forever.
Several Issues Etc. regular guests are candidates for leadership positions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Every LCMS congregation has received nomination forms for the president and vice presidents of the Synod. Please encourage your pastor and congregational leaders to fill out and return these nomination forms before February 20th of 2019. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. issuesetc.org/nominations.